plagued a potential nugget.
And a related point, Suresh, in a lot of ways, the journey of Maggi also has been a story of rebuilding trust with the consumers. So what's been, what have you learned about building trust in the context of your journey overall, but more in a more, in the context of Maggi in a more pronounced way? How do you sort of break it down? Building trust, but also re-establishing trust, which is probably the case in this.
Look, I think, you know, firstly, trust is all about ensuring that whatever you are building the trust on is rock solid at all points in time. The reason why Maggi was able to come back to its primacy and come back strongly on trust was because at no stage was food quality and safety ever compromised in this company. The strength of my backbone, Deepak, depended on the ethic of this company. If that was not the case, if I had actually been part of an organization where these things were kind of okay, you know, a few batches here and there, it's fine, the reaction on trust would have been very different.
Right.
So walking the talk and talking the walk as far as the core trust aspect is concerned is inviolable for the company. So that was number one. Number two is navigating the path with dignity, respect, and transparency, and not trying to show that the other guy is wrong. In my case, if the regulator felt that I had erred, it would have been absolutely foolish of me to go and try and poke the government of India in the eye. Who am I? I am one corporate player amongst thousands of corporate players in this country. The government of India and the bureaucracy is zillions times bigger than me.
Sure.
So that foolishness and that arrogance, sometimes because of ego, can also lead to a downfall. But if you do it with dignity and with respect, and you repeat the same message again and again, and number three is if you keep your doors open in terms of people that you need to talk to, over a period of time, trust gets built back. But it all starts with the inviolability of whatever is predicating the trust. If that is fine, I think you can come back. If that is
wobbly, that's the backbone on which everything rests.
If that is wobbly, Deepak, there would have been no chance. There would have been no chance because I would have had to at some stage, you know, hum and haw, and I know Deepak, but you know, kind of it could have happened. You know, I had so many samples of mine analyzed. Not a single sample failed. If one sample had failed, Deepak, you would not have given your child Maggi. You would have said, why should I? Why one has failed? Why should I give? Maybe that happens to be the one next time that my son or daughter eats.
Sure.
So I think that is the whole principle.
Got it.
And you have to ensure, I think, in building the trust that these principles are disseminated to the lowest level in the organization. And that is the beauty of the Nestlé culture. That's got nothing to do with me.
Sure.
The beauty of the Nestlé culture is that the guy in the factory will be as conscious of this, if not more, than what I am. And they will not do anything that is going to play with this. We have had, I remember when the whole Maggi saga was kind of going on, there was a former salesman sales officer of the company who met me. And he said, sir, during the tsunami, we were to supply everyday dairy whitener to the government of Andamans, right, for the tsunami relief. And they had ordered for some lot, and it was lying in the Chennai distribution center. And some last minute tests were done on that before dispatching it. And one parameter in 30 parameters was off by a very small degree. The company made a fresh lot and sent it to the Andamans and destroyed what was in the warehouse. He said, sir, that is our Nestlé. And he had left Nestlé by then. He said, sir, that is our Nestlé. So, you know, that gives me that confidence. And you might say, somebody might say, yeah, but you know, isn't that very foolish? Sorry. The company's belief is every consumer, irrespective of where he is in the world, deserves to get the safest product that I can give.
Couple of things struck me here. First is the point about being black and white around the pillars on which the trust is built. If that is flaky,
then no amount of PR or marketing will salvage a brand with shaky foundations. The example he gives around the everyday dairy whitener is a classic case in point. I guess that also means that one needs to be black and white about these matters with everybody down the chain. How leaders take calls during moments like these gives the employees a sense of what matters and what is sacrosanct in the company. The other thing that struck me was the point Suresh made about navigating the path with dignity, respect, and transparency. It's quite timely as I read about Uber's new CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi's statement in the context of the lawsuit with Waymo, the self-driving business spun out of Google. Uber recently reached a settlement, and I loved Dara's quote in this context where he says, I quote, "My job as Uber CEO is to set the course for the future of the company, innovating and growing responsibly, as well as acknowledging and correcting mistakes of the past," unquote. As Suresh says, navigating the path with dignity, respect, and transparency is paramount when one deals with these situations, where one needs to rebuild the trust with the consumers. Thank you for listening. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of the content that's covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from our various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines, from people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishy Anand, Vijay Amritraj, Vinita Bali, Amish Tripathi, and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, where you can access the content by speaker or look at curated playlists across speakers by theme. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Saavn, and some of the other podcast apps.